Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Thank you for joining us for these Wrangler Fall Sports Specials, concluding with the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo. We are at round 2 of 10 on a Friday night, December 7th, in the City of Lights, Las Vegas, Nevada. Our Indian contingency, Shane O'Connell, Oglala Lakota from South Dakota, drew his first check ever. He was one out of the money last night. Tonight, he finished 6th, picking up over $4,200. Shane is in 14th in the world standings. He has won over $94,000 with the go-round money and what he won all year long. Derek Begay caught again in round 2 with a 9.4 second time, did not win any money, but has not disqualified on anything. Defending world champion Eric Rogers Navajo was a 5-4, placing 7th just out of the money. Navajo Aaron Sinogini was a 4-8 to win 5th in the round with his partner. Our Navajo Cowboys in the team roping header division, Eric Rogers, is in 13th place. Derek Begay in 10th, and Aaron Sinogini has moved up to 8th in the world standings. The winners in round number 2 included Utah's Tilden Hooper with an 87.5 point ride in the bareback riding on Rafter G Rodeo Company's Ankle Biter, name of the horse, picking up the $26,230 and 77 cents each event pays each round. Steer wrestling round 2 saw Tyler Pearson with a 3.8 second time winning the round in the steer wrestling. Clay Smith and Paul Eaves won the team roping competition with a 4-0. Classic event saddle bronc riding. Cornhusker from Nebraska, Court Shear, won his second round in a row. He was 92 points on Hilo Pro Rodeo's Larry Culpepper, the bucking horse. He's won near $55,000 in two nights. Texan Marty Yates was fastest in the tie-down roping with a 7.6. South Dakota's own Lisa Lockhart won the round in the barrel racing with a 13.65. Joe Frost won round 2 with a 90-point ride in the bull riding on Powder River Rodeo Company's Misfire. In the all-around world standings, Tuff Cooper is in the lead with over $263,000. Trevor Brazil in second with $244,000. And Ren Richard, who has entered in 2 events here, tie-down roping and team roping, is at third with $176,000. It's been do-si-do in the bareback bronc riding between Caleb Bennett, who took the lead prior to tonight. Tim O'Connell is back on top from Iowa. They're only 10,000 apart. O'Connell has over 197,001 in the bareback bronc riding. Steer wrestling Tyler Pearson from Oklahoma is on top of the list. Will Loomis has moved into the picture from Mississippi in second. The best heeler in the world right now after round 2 at the NFR is $156,000 from Presidente Prudente Brazil, Junior Nagara. Utah's defending champ of the world, Ryder Wright, is back on top of the world with 195 over Jacobs Crawley in second. Sage Kimsey from Oklahoma has dominated the bull riding. He was bucked off in round 2, but he is a leader in the world with over 327,001. We had an opportunity to visit with bareback riding winner Tilden Hooper.
I think our whole traveling group was here. It was in 2008, and it was me and him and Jesse Davis, and anyway, that's fun. But, you know, this year when the year was over and we looked and we'd all made it, you know, it's fun. You spend all year in the car with a guy and going up and down the road. And, I mean, those guys are my brothers. So it's awesome to be here together.
Number 5 in the world standing steer wrestler from Provost, Alberta, Canada, Scott Guther, had this to say after round 2.
My first night didn't go definitely as planned, but you got to blank that out. It's another round today and it went well. There's still 8 rounds left and a lot can happen, especially in our event, steers, horses, everything. You just got to go at, I mean, I'm going to try to go for the rounds and place every round. I mean, all of November we had different spots. We went to California, to Texas, and to Montana, and had guys run the steers. And then we picked from there, you know, the top 15, 20 steers in each pen, and then went from there.
Episodes of this program may be heard on RandyTaylorAnnouncer.com. Compliments of 4B Web Design. Thanks for listening to today's segment of Word with a Champ. For Native Voice One, this is Cherokee Cowboy Randy Taylor.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota. Owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler. Long live Cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.